This is GamerCast episode 287. Me, Grimrock, not nice Dino. This is the show recorded on the 2nd of April, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me here this week is Catherine.
Hello! No music.
Hello, Catherine. What's going on? What's going on in GamerCast land?
I'm wearing an Alan Wake hoodie.
I thought you were wearing a Jurassic Park t-shirt.
I'll
let you zoom in.
Oh, and that clever girl.
Yes, clever girl. Yes, fun.
Jurassic Park's cool.
Yes, very cool.
You like Jurassic Park. Never. And you know it.
For the news.
So game got bought, is that the right term? By Op Capita. The people who originally apparently gave a bid and RBS said no. So it means game are no longer in administration, which is cool. It does, however, mean they've been bought by a company and God knows what they're going to do with game from that. They've rehired a couple of people, so they've now got Martin Gibbs as the new CEO.
He used to work at GameStation.
Yep, he used to be GameStation person until he left. He was the GameStation person when GameStation went bad? Or was he not?
He was managing director, I think.
Yeah.
Then they were acquired by Game and he hung about until last year.
Yeah, and he left in the summer, was it, or something like that? And then David Hamid has become the new game exec chairman, who was the joint CEO of Dixon's. He worked for MFI as a chairman. Halford's a CEO. Nationwide Auto Centers is a chairman. And a Russian retailer called MVideo. Now he's doing stuff for game.
At least he's only the chairman. It's just a shame he's an executive chairman. The chat room asks, are the stores that are already shut staying shut? Yeah, the stores that are shut have not been acquired.
Yeah, I read that because they were gone before the acquisition.
Acquisition.
That doesn't make it a word. Before they were acquired. Because the stores had been closed before Octata bought them, they've got nothing to do with them and they
don't own them. The stores that have been closed are still property of Green Group PLC, which are in administration.
Yeah.
The stores that are open are part of Baker Acquisitions Limited.
Oh, there you go, Baker. Yeah, a place in London, isn't it?
I don't know, it was founded like in November just to be a set up thing for dodgy things and other dodgy dealings, no doubt.
Yeah. So that's kind of goodish news about game, because then people don't have to wonder what's going on anymore, but I'm sure they still have to wonder what's going on anymore, because yeah.
In other news, MCV are up themselves with their we have so much traffic on our website
in March. I wonder why that is. Maybe it was all your stuff on game.
Maybe it was
and
all
the employees watching.
Speculation about what's going on.
Yeah, to be fair, I was kind of crap. So yeah, that's
Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Mortal Kombat news is pauses. So Mortal Kombat for the PlayStation Vita has been given a release date of the 4th of May in the UK.
I'll take it this is Mortal Kombat 9.
Yes, that's the newest one, isn't it? Yeah, 9 for the Vita, so they've kind of scaled it down, I guess, a little bit on the Vita. It's got the kind of X-ray stuff. Touchscreen fatalities, apparently the Challenge Tower mode has 150 brand new missions, which is a kind of new feature to the game, apparently, and lots of new content. Might have all the costumes that came out with 9 as well, not entirely sure.
Or it might not.
Yeah. Next up, Imperium Galactica 2 is being released on the iPad thanks to Digital Reality, of course the owners of the original Imperium Galactica and Imperium Galactica 2, which is a space RTS, which is fair. Do you know the series?
No.
You don't? But it's like a space RTS. It is a 4X. No. You don't play that many of those, do you?
The only 4X I played was like Sins of the Sins Empire.
But yeah, so that's coming out on iPad now, so they're giving it higher res textures, changing the colour palettes around a bit, making it look a bit nicer.
Where's our high res textures?
Our high res textures?
Yeah.
Are you a high res texture?
Where is our high res textures?
What?
For my computer!
Oh, okay. Well, they're not re-releasing it for PC. On the iPad.
Then they can sod off.
Jeez, well, maybe they'll redo a re-release.
Nah, then. Forget it. I'll just play Sins of a Solar Empire.
Okay, Paul. Next up, Awesome Knots news. So, Awesome Knots finally has a release date. It's been kind of put off for a while. It was originally coming out last year, I believe, and then got put to around January time, springtime. And now, finally, it's the 2nd of May on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. It's coming out May 1st in North America on the PlayStation 3. But May 2nd everywhere else, and it's playable at PAX East on the 6th, 7th, and 8th of April. And I know a few of the Ronimo guys are going down to show the game to people, so that's pretty cool. Awesome Knots is a 2D MOBA game for Xbox Live Arcade, and kind of the first of its kind, almost, if you kind of exclude Monday Night Combat, because it's not really the same. But a cool thing for any fans of League of Legends out there and Dota. Don't shake your head. Warhammer 40k Dark Millennium news. So recently THQ laid off some people at it was Vigil and Relic, I believe. Did they lay off some at Relic? Or maybe it was just at Vigil.
The chat room wants to know what MOBA stands for.
Multiplayer Online Battle Arena. Is that right?
Fun.
Multiplayer Online Battle Arena? I think that's right, isn't it?
Don't ask me.
Am I saying it right?
I don't think it matters.
They're dead. Can I go now? Is that right, or did I say it wrong?
Did you say what wrong?
Quite a newt. When she says about her parents.
It's a bit high pitch, oh, wasn't was it? For newt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it
so
more like an agonised squeal.
So Warhammer 40k Dark Millennium has now changed from being an MMO to an immersive single player game. With an online multiplayer experience as well, and a little bit of digital content sprinkled in there as well. So I guess with THQ's kind of restructuring of their company, they've decided financially it will be more viable for them to not make an MMO, which will cost a lot more in the long run, and just make a single player experience with a bit of online. So I'm sure a lot of people out there are disappointed and were looking forward to Dark Millennium. But
no.
Some people might prefer it.
Warhammer.
Some people may have wanted a single player game instead. Of course, it's not that great for the team that they've been reduced by 79 employees. But they're doing the best they can in making it a good Warhammer game. Oh, yeah, there you go. 79
quack,
employees.
Quack, quack,
79 employees
quack, quack,
at Vigil
quack, quack.
And 39 at Relic. And Relic are, of course, the Dawn of War guys. Whereas the other ones... Well, they're also making Darksiders 2.
Sounds
fun. Haven't heard much on that for a while. Next up, Lucius. Am I saying it right? Lucius? Lucius? I think it's Lucius. Has a release date. This is...
you do the show.
Lucius is
a
3D horror adventure point-and-click game where you control... He's pretty much the son of the devil, if I'm right. And you're kind of plotting people's... You're kind of framing people's deaths and all this kind of craziness. It's quite an interesting little game, especially because you play a child. And the environments are really huge, but then it doesn't really matter because... I keep losing my train of thought now because what you've got up on the screen.
I'm a boop your head. No.
So I wasn't sure if you put that up because that's what you're about to do to me, and you were showing me, and I was like,
boop.
What? Everyone's gonna be like, what the hell are they on about? Anyway, Lucius has a release date of October this year. Lucius is being released by Lace Mamba. We had a look at it, of an early build of it, back at E3 last year. And maybe we'll get to see it again this year as well. It's an interesting game, though, because of course, like, children in video games is a bit of an odd subject for some companies, and they don't like to do that kind of stuff, mainly because of, like, controversy and stuff like that. But I think it's quite interesting because he's kind of, he's killing people pretty much, or making accidents that lead to their deaths. But I think it's really cool. And, like, most people don't deserve to die anyway because they're doing naughty things. But yeah, so Lucius, October 2012. No confirmed date as of yet, but it's got October as the date at the moment. Next up, Coloropus. Is got a demo out now. You can download it. Runs on Windows, Mac, and Macintosh, and Linux, and is about 100 MB download.
What is the requirements for Linux?
I don't know.
Oh.
What is the requirements?
What the hell, I was asking you. You're the news man.
Well, I'm just... I don't know what system specs it needs. So, go on the Gamecast website. We have a link.
No, I need that.
You download it off the official website.
Oh, there's apparently also... Linux is Flash.
Oh, okay, yeah, it says here. The Flash version of the demo, which is played online, works on Linux.
So it's not Linux then?
No, it's not. Flash. It's just it can work on Linux if you have Flash. So it's a cute little game where you play a little octopus.
Well, that's good, considering Adobe have, like, abandoned most of their Linux development.
Okay. Octopi, whatever you want to call it. And you're solving little puzzles, which are also related to colour. And as well as that, it's a game where there's, like, no dialogue and stuff like that. Why are you going to boop people's heads? What is with you and booping?
Funny doggy.
Where did the dog come from? Did someone send it to you?
I don't know. I just saw it somewhere.
Next up, Borderlands 2 news. They're showing it off at PAX East, which was in about 10 days. I think it's next weekend that PAX East is. Not entirely sure. Mainly because it's a thing that happens in America and I've never been to PAX. I mean, it was what, Penny Arcade Expo? But they do them all the time. But yeah, so at PAX East, which is in Boston, they're going to have Borderlands 2 playable for people on the show floor. And as well as that, for anyone who can't make it, they're going to do a live stream of the demo if anyone wants to watch. There's also going to be a panel on the Sunday as well, and jib-jab. Any Borderlands fans, of course, will want to check it out, though, so I'm sure there will be, as well as the live stream, like videos put up all over the internet, I'm sure game trailers will probably get priority over it, maybe. Or maybe if you get the videos on Penny Arcade's website, I don't know. But yeah, Star Trek Online, the MMO that didn't do too well and went free to play, of course. They have
free to play.
You can now play it in French or German, as it has been fully localized.
Ich bin ein Le Français.
Ich bin ein Deutschland.
Yeah,
I am Germany.
It's Germania. It's like Canadia.
So yeah, it's nice that they're still supporting it. They may have already been translating for quite some time.
A game like that would take a while to translate.
Well, yeah, especially in MMO. So if you're French or German and didn't want to play Star Trek Online because it didn't support your language fully, you can now launch it up as it's free to play. Give it a go. It was like, I don't know, it was okay. It wasn't great though, was it?
You only made a character and got bored.
I got bored when we got onto the land. And then it was like, pew pew, with lasers. Phasers. Pew pew. And it was really repetitive killing the Borg on my ship and stuff.
The Borg.
Borg. We are Borg.
The Borg used to be cool, man.
Yeah, you used to
now
be cool.
Now they just suck.
Next up, Velocity News.
Oh, let's get the Borg Queen. Blah, 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 blah.
Velocity News. Velocity now has a release date. This is a puzzle shmup coming out on PSP minis. In Europe, it's coming out on May 2nd for any PlayStation Plus users and May 16th for anyone who is not a PlayStation Plus user. In America, it comes out the day before each of those, so May 1st for PlayStation Plus, May 15th for a general release. Not entirely sure on how much it's going to be. PlayStation Plus games, they vary from like
PlayStation Plus
a couple of quid to about a tenner, so it depends. But Velocity was really awesome when I played it, so I highly recommend people check it out when it comes out because it is awesome. If you're a PlayStation Plus user, I believe, if I was right, it's for free. If I remember reading that, But yes, that's pretty cool. I can't wait to pick it up. Of course, it was supposed to be coming out back in March, but it got delayed and is now coming out in May, so hopefully there won't be any more hitches and you'll be able to pick it up for any shmup slash shmups with puzzles, which is pretty rare, fans out there, because it is actually a really awesome game. So if you've got a Vita, of course, you can play it, or, you know, if you've got a PSP. Spy vs. Spy news. So Warner Brothers released a teaser for a new Spy vs. Spy game. That's pretty much it. They said it was like, you know, ooh, can you guess what it is? And it said Spy vs. Spy in the bottom corner. So they're making a new version of Spy vs. Spy. It didn't say what it's coming out on. So whether it's XBLA PSN, or maybe just a Windows release, or iOS, or Android, or anything like that. Of course, Spy vs. Spy is a pretty old school game now. But it's an IP they can keep kind of rehashing and remaking and stuff like that, because it's not a hard game to make. Crusader Kings 2 news. They're releasing a expansion, or some DLC, I suppose I should say, called Crusader Kings 2 Ruler Designer DLC. And what it allows you to do is you can create your own ruler person. There's a character creator. You can create your own coat of arms. You can change your ability stats, kind of stuff. And it just means that you can kind of create your own thing, really, because then, you know, you've made yourself.
I can make me.
Catherine of...
the Bognor Regis.
Bognor Regis. And that's coming out on the 17th of April.
Well, actually, it should just be of Bognor.
With a suggested retail of $4.99, so probably about £5. It'll be available through, I imagine, a variety of places, probably... I know, my mind's gone blank. What's the name of the website that we get the
game? The website is the game thing with the games.
Game thing? Games?
Come on, brain on. Come on.
My brain isn't on, that's the thing. That's why I can't think of what it's called. Does it begin with game?
Gamercast.net. Your one-stop shop for some games.
I can't think of what the website's.
Well, when you can't think of what it is, you just need to move on gracefully so people don't know you don't know. It's all part of being a professional.
I know it is, but my brain's just gone crazy. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, that's good. This is. Am I supposed to edit this over, or
no.
What?
Well, it'll be available maybe through places like Steam as well, but Gamersgate, there you go. Any kind of things that have Paradox's games on. Is Paradox, isn't it? Crusader Kings 2. It's Paradox. If you enjoyed Crusader Kings 2, you can pick up this piece of DLC for an on cheapish. And then you can create your own person. Thank you, Paul.
I covered it up nicely. A bit of Battlefield news now. EA have announced a new Battlefield 4, which is good. They've said it's going to be set in the First World War, and most of it will be trench warfare.
Mm-hmm.
April Fool.
That was yesterday. Sorry, we should do the show again on Sunday.
Yeah.
Shoot Many Robots, which came out earlier on XBLA and PSN, is coming out on Steam on the 6th of April, so that's on Friday. Even though it's a bank holiday. For £6.99 if you want to pick that up. GOG, goodoldgames.com.
The Grim Reaper has arrived.
GOG are Good Old Games, but now they have actually said they're going to do a new overhaul and actually release new games as well.
It's
as
a good
games.
Job I'm in charge of this, because you said, oh, let's move the show to Sunday, then it would have been on April 1st. Of course, next year April 1st is on a Monday.
Well, we're suited for next year, aren't we now?
I think my Battlefield 4 First World War is actually a good idea.
Well, you should have written something about it then.
Nippon,
write a letter to EA. Dear EA,
I'd like to play your games. I think you should make a game where I get to be First World War.
You get to be First World War.
Sincerely, Daniel Ponton. Don't you know who Daniel Ponton is? He's like Chief Reject.
Oh, wait. I think I know.
Do not make me get the CV now.
I think I know. So yeah, Good Old Games are having an overhaul. They're going to now be selling like AAA new titles. They're going to be selling Legend of Grimrock.
Grimrock?
Trine.
Me, Grimrock!
World, Legendarium, Darwinia, and all these other games. So it won't just be old stuff anymore, but they will be selling... I know, you can close it. Don't show it to people.
Damn, Ponton. I'm writing spelled wrong.
Yes, that's some cool news for GOG, because of course then they'll bring in a few more people now. Because some people that don't just want old games may want new games.
Grim Reaper has arrived!
So, in relating to Paul's title for the show...
Me, Grimlock, night, Dino!
So, there's a game coming out called Legend of Grimrock. Every time I read it, I read Grimlock.
Grimlock!
As Paul says. Legend of Grimrock is a dungeon crawler, like an old school one, where you go forwards, left, right. You're moving in a grid-based system. And it looks really nice, because of course, like, if you think of your old school kind of ones, they do look old. But this, the environment looks nice, and the enemies look nice, and the animations look pretty cool as well. And Legend of Grimrock is coming out on April 11th, which will be available via GOG, like I mentioned. And it will be DRM-free when they release it on GOG, as I believe most of the stuff on GOG is DRM-free.
Wait, so this isn't Grimlock you're talking about?
No, it's Grimrock. Sorry, Grimlock.
Grimlock said, Dino. Stop.
You shook the windows away.
Grimlock, what do you expect to happen?
But yeah, so as well as that, if you do pre-order it, I believe it's if you pre-order it, maybe if you order it as well. But you get a copy of the manual, of course, like a digital copy. Wallpapers, world map, the main theme from in the trailer, avatars, dev photos, design sketches, artwork, and a custom-made grid paper to print and map all your journeys out on. And that's $11.99, which is... Eye of the Beholder, is that the... Huh?
Are you looking at the chat room?
Yeah.
Don't. The chat room is my thing. Okay.
It's been inspired by things like Eye of the Beholder, Dungeon Master, and Lands of Lore, as well as Ultimate Underworld. Yeah, so it's going to be $11.99 on GOG for pre-order at the moment, or within... Yeah, like I said, everything's DRM-free on GOG. Or if you order it after the kind of before the release, which is April 11th, it's going to be $14.99. It's going to be available... Well, you're going to be able to play it on Windows, Macintosh, and iOS as well, apparently. And you can also pre-order it directly from Almost Human, which are the people who have developed it.
Oh, can I just tell a funny story about Grimlock?
You are an indie Finnish studio. Yep.
So anyway, you know this dude called Frantonio?
Mm-hmm.
He's like the biggest Transformers fan ever.
I know pretty big Transformers fans myself.
He has not heard of the Dinobots.
How is he a Transformers fan then?
He is what one would say...
A noob?
A nab.
Noob?
No, noob is too high for that. This is nab.
Wow. Even I know who Grimlock is.
You need to be able to type this with one hand on a keyboard, not have to reach over for the O's. Nab.
Okay.
Nab. Not noob.
Noob.
Yeah.
Okay. No. So, a little bit of that game company news. Anyone who doesn't know that game company, of course, the game company that recently made Journey, and then before that made Flower, and then Flow. Kelly Santiago's leaving, who is... Well, she was one of the founders of the studio. Another person also left quite recently. And it's kind of odd that they've all decided to start leaving when they've made such an awesome game like Journey. But apparently they want to kind of branch out and make other companies like that game company and make such lovely little games as they have. I just find it quite weird because she's one of the kind of founding people that when I watched the credits for Journey, she was quite late on in the credits. And I was like, huh.
Well, just because she founded a company...
Yeah, but...
Don't mean she did anything with
the game. Other main founder person was, like, first on the credits.
Yeah, maybe he was, like, chief architect.
He's the one that goes around and talks at all the shows.
There you go.
I think he's, like, the creative
chief
man.
Well, if he's creative man, then what do you expect?
Well, I think if I'm right, I may be wrong, she's, like, the main programmer. That's pretty darn important.
programmers. We can hire a programmer anyway.
I may be wrong when I say that, though, but for some reason I've always thought she was a really cool programmer. Either way, she was one of the founders.
She's a founder?
She co-founded the studio six years ago with Mr. Jinobu Chen.
Let's talk about Worms, because that's a fun game everyone loves to play.
I love playing Worms on Red the tanks, Saturn and on the Green PS1. Hills
and Water.
So
far superior.
Worms Revolution has been announced, which is a new Worms title. This is being made by Team 17. They've even got the old school Worms dude. I can't think of what his name is, but I saw it earlier. His name is Andy Davidson. Andy Davidson.
Or David Anderson.
And he's back working there now, working on Worms Revolution. It looks pretty cool. There's a teaser trailer out there. It looks like Worms. It's kind of what you'd want from Worms. A Worms game. I liked Worms.
Okay. WWE 12 WrestleMania edition is being announced, I assume.
Yep.
I take it this is just WWE with stuff.
Yeah, so it's kind of, as they say, a complement to the November release of WWE 12. They're doing a WrestleMania edition, which has new playable characters for it, and yeah, new playable characters. It's coming out May this year, so next month, and is coming out on Xbox 360 and PS and PlayStation 3. It doesn't really say whether it's a full-on blown release or if you'll be able to just purchase an add-on or whatever they're doing. It's kind of quite brief on the specifics, especially because it says it's in development for Xbox 360 as well as PlayStation Network, so that's kind of iffy. And then finally, another piece of news. I only just saw this because a friend of mine backed it on Kickstarter. They're trying to make a new Leisure Suit Larry game. So they've put up a Kickstarter thing. Replay Games have put up a thing where if you want a new Leisure Suit Larry game, you can back it. They've got all this stuff on animation and art and all these different things you can pledge. They've got $23,000 at the moment. $26,000 at the moment.
Well, that would go a long way to making a game.
Well, yeah, they have a goal of $500,000. Of course, if they don't meet that $500,000, they won't get the monies. But it's got another 29 days to go. And there's only got 650 backers so far. But there's lots of different pledges. Of course, like getting the game, getting a copy of the soundtrack, a PDF file of the art, alpha and beta testing, a collector's edition, and so on and so on and so on. If you go on Kickstarter and search for Leisure Suit Larry, you'll be able to find it and see if you want to back it. If you're a fan of the previous Legends of Larry games. And that's kind of the news for it this week.
It's time for Name That Game. Right, so this is obviously the best bit of the show. Because this is what everyone waits for, man. This is Name a Game. So last week, everybody would have heard the following exciting sounds.
Yep.
Woo. So we had a bunch of different guesses. We had Baxter say Skyrim, Goo Goo Car Simulator.
He was being silly.
Mr. Big Box MGS.
Kiss Kiss Big Boss Kiss Kiss MGS Kiss Kiss.
He's just called Mr. Big Boss MGS.
Okay,
now.
Mr. Big Boss
MGS. Said it was
MGS fan.
GTR or Ridge Racer, even though my notes say Ridge Facer, which is a far superior title. Catherine and Charlotte, however, guessed Farming Sim 2011, which is the correct answer.
Yeah, whip!
To sort of make it easier for people who aren't nerds who play these annoying simulator games.
I hadn't played it.
Yeah, but you heard it being played.
Yeah, I heard Charlotte playing it, I think.
This week's going to be a bit more mainstream.
Mainstream!
And I think some more people will definitely know what this is, so.
Okay.
This one is just easy. I'm letting you guys win
this. Do we get the GZs?
You don't get GZs.
Yeah, we do.
No, not for Farming Sim.
We get the GZs.
Nobody gets GZs for that game.
Paul, We guessed it. We got it right.
I ain't saying it.
Paul?
I'm leaving it before I say that rubbish.
Jesus.
No.
Please?
No. No.
GZ, please.
No.
No, you owe Charlotte a GZ.
No.
Paul.
No, stop arguing, because I ain't doing it.
Fine. Fine.
This week we got this. Yeah, no clues for that, because I think it's too easy. See, you know what it is already. You just can't think of the name. Come on, let's have your guesses, chat room.
I know those screams.
Come on, let's have those guesses. And it could have been screams, it could have been people saying hello, lots of things.
Can I hear it again?
Again? That's cheating. Yeah, sometimes you just have to play some Unreal Tournament.
There is no poster in the background, chat room.
What poster? We got
a Skyrim map up here. It's not there, though. Okay.
It's got enough clue to identify which game it is, because it's obviously got a teeny-weeny bit of dialogue in it, which is enough to identify which specific game it is for people who are hardcore.
Really?
Yes. Come on, you've got 5 seconds.
No, don't.
Four.
I recognise the screens.
Two.
But
one.
Ooh.
Zero.
Is it Rage?
Rage.
I don't know. Those screams sound really familiar. What have I played? Or is it Gears?
Or Gears. Which?
Then you said something about Unreal.
Well, Gears is Unreal.
Ooh, or is it Left 4 Dead?
Windsor says Left 4 Dead 2. See, we've got some guesses.
See, there you go. That's what those screams are, isn't it? That's a flipping jumpy guy. Is it a jumpy guy? Is it a hunter?
Whatever they're called, the jumpy people.
Left 4 Dead 2.
You think Left 4 Dead 2 now, do you?
Charlotte's guessed Left 4 Dead 1.
Charlotte says Left 4 Dead 1.
Last time I played Left 4 Dead was when we all did LAN.
So what is it?
Left 4 Dead 2.
Who the hell's Coach? Is that fat guy?
I can hear the voice very well either.
You're not supposed to hear it very well.
I'll go for number 2. Because you played the number 2 quite a bit.
Have I?
You played it not that long ago, weren't you? Or was it 1 you were playing?
Did I?
I thought you were playing 2, weren't you? With your mates?
Left 4 Dead 1 I've played for 11 hours. Left 4 Dead 2 I've played for 9 hours.
Oh, you must be playing number 1 then. I thought you were playing 2. I was wrong.
Last played January 28th. Last played unknown.
Oh, maybe you were playing 2. We should do some more of that. That was fun when we used to play it. Except for the lag Charlotte got on her computer.
Right, well, anyway, that's it, really. Feedback at gamercast.net. Send your guess. Personally, I think Rage and Gear should be highly considered.
Well, they,
the fact that some random geek in the chat room said Left 4 Dead doesn't mean it's necessarily Left 4 Dead.
The mutants sound quite similar to that in Rage.
Rage!
Or am I thinking of Bulletstorm as well?
Bulletstorm! I'm going to kill your dick!
Yeah, kill your dick.
Yeah, so if you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. Leave a comment on the YouTube channel on this video in particular, or on the blog Gamercast on that for this particular episode. If you win, you will get...
We didn't get GZs.
No GZ, because it's too easy this week.
What? Then people won't answer. You got to promise GZs.
Fine. If you guess correctly, Catherine will make you an R2-D2 hat.
Maybe. Yeah, we could do that.
Napalm. It's too much work. New releases this week. Yeah, so what's going on this week? We've obviously We've obviously got more rehashes because people can't come up with original games. We've got the Devil May Cry HD collection, so if you want to play all the rubbish old Devil May Cry games,
you can play 1, 2, and you can play them again. Dante's and pay for them again. Number 3.
They don't give you them for free. No, you have to buy them again and have a separate copy of the game.
Apparently, bonus content of which is new content. They don't really specify what. Trophies and achievements, of course, for PS3 and Xbox 360, and its updated visuals.
Fantastic.
Are you quoting Dead Rising? Because I was. No. That's what Frank West says when he takes a good picture. Frank West.
Chuck Green, man.
No, Frank West. Frank Chuck West is way Green. Cooler. Anyway, although Chuck Green has a cool jacket.
Oh, yeah, jacket almost got ran over. And
yeah. My jacket. Yeah. Warriors Orochi 3 is coming out. This is the Tecmo Koei series of a huge mishmash of characters where they fight a huge battle. So it has the heroes from Dynasty Warriors, Samurai Warriors. It's also got a few from Ninja Gaiden. So is it Ayane? Is that Pink Haired Girl? You know Dead Alive, man. You like Dead Alive, don't you? As a game? Ayane. It's also got Ryu in it. Hayabusa
Ryu. Hayabusa. Frank West. Chuck Green. It's got Chuck Norris Hybrid.
Achilles from Warriors Legend of Troy. From Bladestorm, the Hundred Year War, is it? It's got Joan of Arc. And then there was also another character from Trinity Souls of Zil'ul, if that's how you say it. It has lots of characters, though. I think it's something like 125 characters or something like that. 120. Sorry, I was over by 5. But yeah, sorry, I was reading the chat room.
Read the chat room.
Yeah, it's your usual hack and slash from Tecmo Koei with all the characters that you may have preferred from other games that they own as well. So yeah, if you like your hack and slash action, you should pick it up.
Or you could pick up Top Gun Hard Lock.
Really? You'd pick up an arcade flight game?
No, I'd shoot myself in the face.
So yeah, it's got dogfights, barons. Loop the loops and lots of other stuff. 15 challenging missions. It's got multiplayer as well, which can
support. We've got people in the chat room saying they stole things from various retailers. That's clever, that is, since this is recorded for everyone to see.
The multiplayer features support for up to 16 players in 3 of the modes. They've got deathmatch, team deathmatch, and there's also co-op play, carrier strike, base defense, and aircraft escort. So yeah, it's a Top Gun game. It's got licensed music, which includes the Top Gun anthem and Danger Zone. It's got 9 licensed planes in it, 21 different planes in total, and yeah, as well as the kind of main single player campaign. There's also 2 additional single player modes as well.
So does it have Goose in it? Does it have Iceman and all these other people?
I don't know if it actually has characters in it. Well, you're in a plane the whole time.
Never.
Next up, a game which is actually kind of cool because I played the demo.
Another Thief game. This is really great. So basically, this one's like the 4th or 5th one or sort of 6th one, you can kind of think. It's so flipped out and futuristic.
The new one being made is 4.
This is Ribbon Thief and the Emperor's Treasure.
Yes.
Obviously, this is a hardcore first person Thief game where you get to do your WASD keys and use a mouse and go pew, 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 pew with your arrows. Pew, pew, pew.
So Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure is a new Nintendo 3DS title from Sega, not a thief game. So this is a rhythm action kind of mystery game. It's quite weird and really cool at the same time. There's a demo available on the Nintendo 3DS store. If you pop on there, you can download it. It gives you 10 players or something like that. There's a whole variety of different game modes in it, though. So there's dancing, there's hiding from security guards in a museum, and you've got 4 things to choose from, and you've got to hide behind statues. There's a boss fight where you've got to tap the enemies. I think it was 3 in total. Either way, it was really quite fun, and I really liked it as a rhythm game. I did really good until I screwed up at one point. But yeah, a new game for 3DS. It's a rhythm action title. I think it's actually pretty cool, and I'm going to have to pick myself up a copy of it because it was really cool.
Wow, that's the loudest you've ever spoken about anything on the show.
I really quite enjoyed it.
Why were you so loud talking about
that? You don't get many rhythm action games come out. And this was actually quite fun. Everything went to the music, and I found it enjoyable. The only thing is, though, of course, it is quite repetitive. But It was cool. It has quite a nice visual style. So it was nice. And then we've got Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked, which is an Alvin and the Chipmunks dancing game for Kinect.
Lame.
Involving lots of songs. It's got Kids in America. Kids in America. There you go. It's got Kids in America. And lots of other songs. And that's for Kinect. So you can be a chipmunk.
Fantastic.
I used to watch the cartoon, but God knew the films. Yeah. Next up, Train Giant. This is the new... what's my dude? I can't think of what their company's name is.
Train
simulation coming out. This may be coming out this week because it keeps getting pushed back and there's not been an official confirmation as of yet. And it was supposed to come out last week, I believe. But it seems to be coming out this week over here. Yeah, it's Train Simulator. Should I say any more? A-Train, there you go. Art Dink. They're the cool people who made a mech simulator game on the PS1 where you program the flow diagrams of a mech to make it do stuff. If anyone even understood what the hell I was... I can't even think what the name of the game is. I've got it downstairs, though.
What we want is Mech Warrior 5.
Yes, yeah, so it's made by the guys who make A-Train and A-Train... A-Train X? The A-Train games came out on, 360? And then PC and stuff like that. I think they're Korean company. I may be wrong. Charlotte can correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, Train Simulator game. But not, like, hardcore... You're on a British train simulator game. Slightly more arcadey.
The trouble with all the train simulator games...
Oh, they're Japanese. That's what they were Korean.
The trouble with all the train simulator games is it's always very limited on what sections of track you've got. So, you know, even... It's always you've got this line with these specific part of the line. You know, I want a whole network. Man, I want a whole country's exact modelled and everything. Let's make it happen, yeah?
Okay. And then finally, another game is coming out called Happily Ever After. I previewed this for our website, actually, which is made by... It's a game made by Honeyslug. Shall I screen with you? Game made by Honeyslug, who are the guys that recently released Frobisher Says for PlayStation Vita, one of the launch titles.
Frobisher Says!
And they made a few other things that haven't really had general releases. They've been available digitally and stuff like that, but not, like, in retail. However, it appears Lace Mamba are releasing Happily Ever After, which is a point-and-click, seek-and-solve-style game within a fairy tale environment where the fairy tales are more modernised as opposed to old-school kind. And it's really quite nice. It's a nice seek-and-solve because it's not kind of repetitive and boring like... the kind of generic ones that you get out there where you've always got to find the same pair of scissors and tape for no reason and hooks and chess pieces and dollars and crowbars and batteries and all this random stuff that you've got no reason for looking for. However, in this game, they kind of make more of a purpose of it, and they also have some really nice puzzles in there similar to, like, there's one that's kind of similar to the Mario Super Mario 64 minigame that you've got on DS, where you have to find the Luigi or the Mario or the Yoshi within all the moving heads, and they've got a puzzle in there that's quite similar to that, and that was apparently the influence for it as well. So yeah, I really enjoyed Happily Ever After, and I highly recommend it, even though Lace Mamba didn't really seem to do any kind of press releases for it, but it seems to be coming out this week according to a couple of websites.
Okay.
And this is, of course, the problem with games coming out, because the release dates fluctuate so much, and one day they're coming out, the next day they're coming out in a month's time or something like that.
Alright.
Yeah. Can I say something about what was said in the chat room?
If you want.
So Bax, should I call him Baxter? Baxter. Said Rayman Origins rocks, but there's no online multiplayer. Yeah, I agree with that.
Aren't we missing something?
What?
From the releases. Kinect Star Wars.
Oh yeah, because it comes out on Tuesday.
Man. Good job on me, isn't
it?
Well,
you know what? Websites say things are already out when they come out close to a weekend.
Kinect Star Wars! Obviously the biggest release this week. We've got a brand new Xbox 360 coming out, 300 and whatever gigabyte hard drive, funky white R2-D2-like design, and it goes... and so on and so on. And then it's got...
Wow. Not too fond of the C-3PO controller, though. consoles could be.
Yeah, so console bundles, what, $350? That gets you the limited edition Xbox 360, 320 gigabyte.
Connect as well.
John, let me finish here. I get you an Xbox 360 320GB white limited edition funky thing with a white limited edition Kinect thing and also a copy of Star Wars Kinect, funnily enough. That's a £350. You can pick that up from your local Game or Game Station or any other retailer of your choice. But Game and Game Station, despite their issues, are apparently selling them. Mm-hmm. There's also obviously the game which you can buy, which is a Kinect Star Wars game,
yeah,
which everyone's really been looking forward to for ages. But the question is it good?
Mm. Well, reviews will be out tomorrow when the game comes out, so they will tell. Of course, there are adverts on the TV at the moment. It shows you as Jedi cutting through people with lightsabers and as a Rancor throwing things. I don't know if you're controlling a Rancor with the Force or something like that. And there's lots of videos on the interwebs as well on people dancing. Because there's dancing in it. As will be out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's got dancing in it. I'll leave the dancing to Dance Central, not some stupid Star Wars game. Yeah, so that's it. Now we added on the most important release this week, which somehow
the website
missed.
Said it was already out because they're already shipping it. That's what they do. That's why it's hard. That's why if I do the show notes over the weekend, I don't know if there's coming anything coming out on Tuesday because they already say it's coming out. That's my excuse anyway.
Yeah, but I like opened the website up and showed you the thing before and it still didn't click.
Oh, my foot's gone to sleep.
Foot's gone to sleep. Ah, there's your excuse for your brain not working in there. There's too many zombies along. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, nothing in there.
Boop.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to boop your head. Right, anyway, so yeah, thanks for watching or listening. Especially thanks to the people who watch live and are in the chat room. Hey, people.
People.
Yeah, if you're listening to the podcast or the video on YouTube, you can join the chat room and watch us live on Monday evenings at 8 o'clock UK time. That's 2000 hours for those who don't know what evening means. You can send feedback to us at feedback@gamercast.net or just leave a comment on one of our random doodads and that will all do the trick.
Scotland time.
Scotland time is the same, you stupid Baxter. Nab, nibba, nibwa, I'm a grimlock on you, rat.